evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It's 4/22, 2021. And I'll tell you, I just keep going back to it because it seems as though the Lord Jesus put me on the right step from the beginning to teach from the right thing that I could start to teach with, and I've done it for 17 years in obedience to what I was told to do as a watchman. Strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus, then secondarily, to warn the remnant, those with ears to hear and eyes to see of what is coming and how they might prepare. And, you know, it's sitting right here, you see. We've had all of the warnings and all of the things and the signs and the deep background stuff from a lot of people. We have not seen as yet an attack, although Putin still hinted in his threats using analogy or using the metaphors of the Jungle King or what have you. Now, I'm not going to get into the analysis of every character of that and all of the whole bit, but you see, the tiger, Putin always holds tigers up in his hands, doesn't he? The baby tigers, or he poses with them, all right? But that's all you need to know, something like that. But in Matthew 24, what Lord Jesus has to say in the red letters, "And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars." So there are wars, and they are ongoing, and there are rumors of wars. "See that ye be not troubled." Now, if you're in the war, you could get shot, and if you're in the war, you could get nuked. But he's telling you, "See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet." You might die, but you see, here's the whole deal. Let me just explain this. If you have the proper relationship with our Father in heaven and the Lord Jesus, if you have asked Lord Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior, you've repented of your sin, you've told him, "Lord, I'm a sinner, come into my heart, be my Savior, Lord Jesus, start to wipe me clean, start to wash me up, clean me up." And if you do that, and you believe on him, you're going to have everlasting life with him in heaven. All right? So in terms of that, you see, what do you have to worry about? If you truly believe and you truly are with the Lord Jesus and he's with you, then you know where you're going to go if you die. Now, I'm not saying you should hasten death or jump into the fray or whatever. I'm just saying that it lessens the fear. And at that moment of crucial moment when you might be fighting for your life or something against an enemy that's overwhelming, I'm not saying that you may not be afraid, but I'm going to say you'll be less afraid if you're with Lord Jesus and he's with you. And you know that like you know your own address, okay? So what I'm trying to say is this. There's going to be wars. There's going to be nuclear war, possibly. There's going to be possibly cyber attacks. We're hearing now all of the information, and I'm not disagreeing that it's probable, possible, whatever. Highly possible. Because we've talked about for years the Operation Blackjack, We also talk about the Jericho effect, where in both instances, Jericho first, before that, years ago, the TV series America with a K. Do you remember America with a K? Set in a small town where the sheriff was the leader, you see. All of that. Well, then you come fast forward into, at that period of time, coming forward, you have then Jericho, back a few years ago. You can see a lot of Jericho on some of the episodes on the internet. You can also get a DVD of it and watch the thing, get the DVDs. And it's well worth watching because it's more contemporary to today. Although the America went through the same type of scenarios and even showed how when the Russians took over the United States back then in the 70s or early 80s, I'm not sure exactly when that was done, that there were regional capitals, but that the Russians were in charge of the stuff. I remember the one with America in particular because the capital, one of the capitals of the region was Kansas City, which it is one of the federal districts, one of the federal regions, you see, under continuity of government. And this stuff is real. So they have been, the Illuminati, those are the Luciferian high elite bankers and corporatists and the high elite of some religions and some different groups, the Bilderberg, the, you know, all of the different trilaterals, all of the different usual suspects, the Mayflowers, the Pilgrims, the this, the that. I mean, there's 10 jillion of them. You can go back and look through all of that information. I've been through all of it. What the nutshot of this whole thing, what the bottom line, what the whole deal of this whole bit is that a whole lot of these people at the top slots worship Lucifer the Lightbringer, and they're being assisted in the background already by fallen angels, okay? By fallen angels. Some of which never left, and some which are then returning. And Jesus says, "Then ye shall hear wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet." In other words, the end is not over. The whole earth does not go bye-bye, all right? "For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom." And you know, Brother Quayle has been very astute at this, talking about nation against nation, and talking about that it could be construed to be like the different races going against each other, all right? And that's being done to sow and to foment chaos so that the devil, so that Lucifer can then, under the Antichrist system, come in and put the order into the chaos, which is Ordo Ab Kao, that is the High Masonic way. "For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, and pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places. Add in volcanoes to the earthquakes. All these are the beginning of sorrows." This is just the beginning. This is the beginning of it. Lord Jesus is telling you, all these are the beginning of sorrows. That's going to get really bad. "And they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you. And ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. So if you believe in the Lord Jesus, if you're with him, he's with you, and you are have him as your personal savior, ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. Now we know in Luke 21, there's more amplification of that, do we not? In Luke 21, we know that the amplification deals with is this. And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends. And some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not an hair of your head perish. Well, they're going to kill you. How can, well, Hawk, what's Jesus saying? Well, why don't you pray and ask him? And then listen to what he has to say. But let's just look at it. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, you see. You're going to be betrayed, and it won't be always in the same case, but it could be both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends. It could be any of the people that you know. And some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but there shall not an hair of your head perish. Why is that? In your, this is verse 19, Luke 21, in your patience possess ye your souls. And when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. There's going to be a desolation in Israel. That's not going to be all over. But there will be attacks and all kind of stuff going on. We had an attack the other day. They tried it from Syria, take out the big reactor, nuclear power plant in Dimona, in the desert. Incidentally, in Dimona, there used to be, a fairly substantial number of U.S. troops in and around Dimona and the nuclear power plants and the nuclear facilities and research areas for weapons making of the Israeli government and the Israeli military, the IDF. So there are adjacent, or there were not long ago, adjacent a fairly substantial number of United States military, okay, based there. So if you hit Israel, you also are going to hit United States troops. But now, Red China Joe, who incidentally, the Chinese are getting a lot for their $1.45 billion. They're getting a lot for their $1.45 billion that were handed over to the expert investment advising and firm of Hunter Beijing. Hunter Beijing, okay? And Hound Dog Carey Jr., Hound Dog Carey's junior boy, all right? And meanwhile, you have to close all your factories, you have to close your natural gas, your oil wells, your coal-fired plants, all of your things, and you have got to rely on the solar and the wind and the water to generate power here. And you must use electric vehicles. Oh, but you can't do them because you no longer have a job. Well, then you'll just have to ride a bicycle. Okay? You can go back to riding a bicycle. You can be like you're in India or old time Beijing or old time ladies and gentlemen, old time Saigon or Haiphong or, you know, wherever. So you're in possession, in your patience, possess ye your souls. They can kill you, but you do not give up your soul to Lucifer. What you need to do is to repent of your sins, ask Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior. And let's settle this and let's be sincere and start to experience fully the whole change that starts to bring. And it can be slow. It can be a little bit imperceptible. But as you go and you stay and you pray to our Father in heaven and you pray to Lord Jesus and you take advantage of the John 14:10 marvelous gift that Jesus gives to you and that our Heavenly Father gave to him to, and for him to tell you about it. So, there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. It means we're going to see some sea and waves roaring. Now, incidentally, if you read, go back and read some of the Sumerian information that like Zechariah Sitchin in his books tells you about from the Sumerian clay tablets. It's what they wrote down. When the Anunnaki or the fallen angels or whatever were here, all right? That they described a time period in terms of the climactic and the earth changes and all of the stuff going on during that period when Anu, which was the father of the two sons, Enlil and Enki, the half-brothers, different mothers, of that era, who came down earth and were the Anunnaki, who were the fallen angels, is what I say, that they, in terms of establishing Sumeria, ancient Sumeria, and all of the different civilizations of that era, that during that time period when their father came from the planet Nibiru, which is what the 10th planet or whatever out there, the one that they talk about that is on the big elliptical orbit that the U.S. Navy talked about, that a whole lot of people talked about, and all kind of information exists about it, and the watching for it to come back in and all of that. Well, as that was occurring back then, Anu and his wife made a visit to the ancient civilizations that were set up in Sumeria, Egypt, the Indus Valley, etc. Zechariah Sitchin, I still like because he, I believe, has it more accurately than others. And he wrote a lot of books about it, and they're illustrated. They're very good books to read to just get some information. Also, Brother Quayle, all of the information that Steve Quayle has put out, all about the giants, all about the, the ancient things, you see, all about Empire Beneath the Ice and the Angel Wars and all of the different things that Steve has put out. Incredibly, way ahead of their time. Aliens, fallen angels, all of the good stuff that Steve has. And if you're not taking advantage of getting the books and the actual DVDs, but the books that Steve has so that you'll understand the information and you can show it to your grandchildren, your children, your nieces, your nephews, your neighbors, call Steve at 406-586-4840 or go to stevequayle.com. And when you contact him, click on the books. I believe he's got a good special on the books, a real good special. What is, you buy two, you get one or something, whatever it is. Steve Quayle, Quayle.com. Click on his book special. And when you contact them to order, you tell them Old Hawk sent you. Because it's going to be essential that you know. When you start to see six-finger giants, or when you start to see very tall fallen angels come onto this planet, and they appear, or spacecraft appear, or you see this kind of a thing starting to happen, and the pages of the Bible leap right up into the front pages of the headlines, if we still had newspapers, then you're going to know why and what's happening. Use the Bible. You can use the answer information that Brother Quayle has given you. And I'm going to tell you what, you're going to be understanding much, much more of it. Men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your hearts, for your redemption draweth nigh. See, as you get closer to them, you're not supposed to hasten or hurry them. But as you get closer to them, and as you're able to survive, and if you have lost your life in the war or in a nuclear attack, or if you've been destroyed on the street after a blackout, and hordes of people have come to loot your house, and you stood toe-to-toe against them, but yet you still lost your life, then you're going to have, if you are with the Lord Jesus, and you made sure that he's with you, then you'll have everlasting life with him in heaven. But at the same time, you see, there's going to come a time when he will be coming back. And he's going to clean the clock of every one of you Luciferian scumbags out there. He's going to take it to you. He and his angels will take it to you and shoot you down into the fiery furnace so fast, and you'll burn forever. But, you see, there shall not a hair of your head perish. In your patience possess ye your souls. So then if you know that, and then if you were to read the 23rd Psalm, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me, you see. Read the 23rd Psalm, and then go over and read the 91st Psalm. The 91st Psalm. 10,000 can be slain over here, and another 10,000 over there, and I'm right here because I'm tucked under your wings, Lord Jesus, our Father in heaven. But even if they were to get in a shot on you, or a stroke of the sword, or an explosion, or whatever, and you're to lose your life, or you're to lose your body, then you will be in heaven with Lord Jesus as long as you are saved. As long as Lord Jesus is your Savior. But that's up to you. You have to choose. You have to choose, and you got to choose here pretty quick. Because, in Matthew 25, which is the preparatory, where Jesus urges you to prepare for what is in Matthew 24, right? And you go to 25. And it's the kingdom of heaven be likened unto the 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. Now, what if we know the story? I've read it to you 10 million times. At midnight there was a cry made, and behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps, and the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. And we're communists, you know, and we need to give you though that you need to give us your oil. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. In other words, you got to get prepared as best you can. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with them to the marriage, and the door was shut. And then afterward, can you not just see this in your own mind's eye, you see? Afterward came also the other virgins saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But then you can imagine from the other side of the door, Jesus says, But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. So you got to get ready. You got to be prepared. And those who tell you not to prepare are not following Matthew 25, you see. It is right there. It is all right there. In terms of that portion of it, I told you for a number of years that I thought that a power grid down was going to be the way that they would go. Whether it's an EMP, launched the weapon of ending nation, say maybe launched from either one of the coasts or the Arctic Circle. Or we also told you about how the Spetsnaz is here. Obama, President Obama, the Joker Tut, hired battalions of Russian special forces. They were hired and paid through black budget accounts in the DOD. They were the ones that Obama was going to use, because you know how we know that? They did a drill. Do you remember the drill where they had the Russians who were training? And a load of my friends out there, outside of the Black Forest there, at Fort Carson, they were training the Russian Spetsnaz with Rangers and others. U.S. Special Forces. And at that time, a drill scenario came up where, guess what? The Patriots, where Christian, veteran, Patriots, Second Amendment, First Amendment, Bill of Rights people had seize control of the Cheyenne Mountain, okay? Or in the Denver International Airport. But it was the Cheyenne Mountain as well. And Obama's Spetsnaz, the battalions that he hired, their role in the drill was to bust into the Cheyenne Mountain to take out and to kill the Christian veteran patriots, American veteran Christian patriots that had taken over the Cheyenne Mountain and the Denver International. And that they were the ones that were going to bust in to save America for the Joker Tut and his crew and Vice President Joe Biden, Ukrainian wing. So now we're going back to, there was a phrase we used to use in the late 80s, 90s, the planned destruction of America. There was a book like that, I believe, and there was a lot of discussion using that phrase, the planned destruction of America. I mean, I've been working with this since 1972. I've been talking in small groups and in, you know, making sure I never got invited back to another party or somebody's birthday, you know, the next night. Where I talked about all of this for years, how they were going to lower down the United States standard of living, lower it down to a third world level. All right. And then bring up, take some of that money and give it to other people to lift them, bring it up, you see. And everybody would operate, with the exception of the Illuminati, the Alumbrados, the Cognoscenti, the in crowd, the smart boys, the DC guys, you know, whatever it is, the New York banker types, you see. They, of course, were taking on the burden of administration and of caring for you and worrying about you and trying to provide for you, that they get to live a little better, you see. Meanwhile, you are supposed to be happy. And I remember Dr. Zhivago because I met and talked to a certain Egyptian actor named Omar Sharif back years ago. Talked to him for a little bit in Atlanta one time. And Omar Sharif comes back home, you know, the doctor Zhivago comes back home in the big, nice, wealthy class home that they lived in, you see, and to find 17 families now living in that same home. And the original family in a couple rooms up above on the third floor. And how the Antifa, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, Nazi, Commie, Cheka, secret police says, comrade, don't you understand that this house now serves 17 families instead of just one? And he says, oh, yes, it's such a wonderful deal, you know. Meanwhile, he's got to go out and take boards up a fence to bring firewood home to keep his family warm. So anyway, we're looking at all of this. We're lowering it down to a third world nation. How do you do that? Well, you might just pop London, World's Banking Center. You might just pop New York City and New Jersey and some other things around there. I suppose maybe they could even cyber-wise or even with a missile take out the deep underground base the Federal Reserve has out in the Virginia countryside there. They could take out some of that stuff with the graphite rods or whatever. So this has been a planned destruction. Trump flipped that for a while, although he was naive. And to a certain degree, I told you back then that they had his family by the short hairs. And he saved his family for the most part. And he was then tossed and lost because they stole the election. Red China Joe got more votes than anybody in the history of the world. I mean, he's more popular than this one, that one, and the other one. Obviously the best president. He'll be better than George Washington, Lincoln, or any of them, you see. Better than FDR, because he got more votes than FDR, and he, you know, oh, he's going to be the big man. But really what he got was $1.45 billion through his son from the Red Chinese, allegedly. Actually, it's not even allegedly. That was received after Hunter Beijing went with Red China Joe over on the Air Force Two, don't you know? to the China. So the Red Chinese have gotten what they paid for, but the Red Chinese have some masters as well with respect to certain things. The Russians still have a whole lot of oil and natural gas. And if you're counting on NATO to buck the fact that they're going to have for next winter natural gas to run their heat, lights and oil and whatever to run their countries, you can see how the Gog Magog thing starts to go. But if they take out the power grids, which they can also do by hitting 9 key power substations in the United States, 9 key power substations with just conventional means. Do you remember the one that was hit twice in California? They found out that it went down, it took out a large amount of power, and that they found that the transformers and stuff was hit with 7.62 by 39 ammunition, and that somebody had crawled through the little tunnel out into the control room underground and turned off certain things, you see. That was hit twice. That was one of the 9 key substations, from what I've been told. So now we're talking about possibility this weekend that the power grid might go down in New York City or London or both or whatever. So I would tell you that you perhaps should have some cash, actual physical notes, not debit cards, because what would happen in a power grid going out, or if they popped an EMP, none of the credit cards, none of the debit cards, none of that works. Your computer probably is gone. Your car is probably is sitting on the side of the road. In the book, One Second After, by William R. Forstchen, F-O-R-S-T-C-H-E-N, a Forge book, good company. I used to know the book rep for them. But the book rep is the one that goes around to all the different things and takes the author around to the different stores and all of that, or pushes the author's books to the bookstores. Well, anyway, in that, I-40 is a total parking lot over there from Asheville, Black Mountain, Swinoa, all that whole area in there on I-40 is just a parking lot. That's all you really get to see in terms of the scope of it. So it's a parking lot. You can't move. The cars mostly are all duds. Now the guy in town in Black Mountain has got an old Volkswagen. It works. Some of the old trucks and stuff and the tractors work, you see. Now, isn't it interesting that Russia today, their power grid is still on the old systems. A large portion of it on the old systems with switches, toggle switches and dials and, on and off and analog and no digital, all right? Very little or less digital. And that they also, you remember when the MiG, old timers will remember this, young kids won't, but there was a MiG, the latest MiG was flown from Russia or Soviet Union at one point in time, and they landed in Japan on an air base in Japan to turn the MiG over to the United States, okay? And they all rushed out, all the scientists rushed out to look at the MiG. And inside the MiG, they found in certain areas still vacuum tubes were being used. They said, well, this is no big deal. The Russians are using vacuum tubes. They're clear back in the old days, right? And then some guy who was real smart said, well, you know what? If there is a nuclear explosion or an EMP pulse, this plane is still flying and ours won't. You see how that works. That's also one of the reasons why the B-1B Lancer, which is from a different era, is still being utilized strongly and heavily because it'll deliver a huge payload, and it's also more hardened to what might come back in a war like that. Consequently, we're looking at the possibility of a Gog-Magog War, or World War III, or possibility of whatever you want to call it. But it could be different. Brother Quayle and I were talking the other night, is if they do go to the nukes, and Putin launches first and does the weapon of ending nation and takes out some key bases and hits some other things, and, you know, you've got Mystery Babylon is probably New York City, all right? That this thing be done in an hour, in a sense. It wouldn't be completely done, but as we progress in the war, that at a certain point, when the lights go out, and when the lights go out, people don't get this. You don't have a bank account anymore. Your IRA, your stock account, your 401k, none of that exists. You take out the computers in New York City, New Jersey, London, and then even though they might have some record of it in the Federal Reserve, if they're underground, and what is it, Mount Pony, or not weather, but Pony, one of those there around D.C. area in the Virginia mountains, deep underground. You see. Well, you think that the boys and girls who are in Raven Rock and the other big deep underground bases, that they're going to worry about your money and that you don't have any money? No. They're going to let that stuff rock and roll, and they're going to see you go through the nine shades of you know what, and all of the chaos and destruction and the death and all of the stuff that will mount up like you will not believe. And within 1 year, although I understand, I don't know if it's true or not, I didn't get to check, I saw that possibly that Deagle.com was taken down so that we cannot look at it now. Because other people are starting to really look at that. We've looked at it on air for years here, have we not? Well, Deagle.com said originally there was only going to be about 50, 60 million people left. Then they increased it up after Brother Quayle, myself, and others were talking about it. They then increased it up to there would be only 100 million people left in the United States in 2025. And that all of the commensurate, all of the GDP, and all of the military spending, all the stuff would be way, way low down. Because over, in this case, over 200, say 250 million people would have died in the United States. Well, isn't it interesting that 200 million people have taken the vaccine, allegedly? But we got a lot of work to do, Joe Biden says, in May and June before we have a 4th of July. But I think there's a possibility that, as they're talking about, a possibility of an Operation Blackjack takeout of London, New York City, maybe a few other cities, and take them out with nuclear weapons or with cyber or whatever it might be. Or just take the power, nine key power substations down in the United States with conventional explosives, etc. And destroy them because, you see, when the power grid goes down, and now Texas used to have its own separate power grid, it was almost totally defensible. where he could not be knocked from the perch. You see, now they've let it all out, and ergo the Smurgo or whatever owns it all and all the stuff, and now Texas is compromised. So you may be in a position where the only power you're going to generate is your power that you're going to generate. Generators, inverters, small solar arrays, small wind generators. If you got water on your property and you got a stream or you got something that rolls and moves and goes downhill or has a current, then you can turn a water wheel. You can pedal a bicycle. You know, like in Soylent Green when Charlton Heston and William G. Robinson, you know, are there. He's the old man. He's got the bicycle and he pedals it then Charlton Heston pedals it for a while because there's no power, you know. But you may want to get your generator set up right now if there's going to be possibly something this weekend. And Hawk does not say Hawk guarantees or says it will be or if Hawk says, no, there is a possibility that we're seeing as watchmen. Brother Quayle put out a thing about it yesterday. I've been talking about it. He's probably talking about it tonight on another network or another show. But let me just say this. As a watchman, we're required to try to tell you what might be coming or what we see or we've heard. It's up to you to evaluate and take it to the Lord in prayer. Figure out what you want to do, but because we've told you there's not a blood on our hands, that's our charge. Now, I'm also charged with striking blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus. So I talk differently sometimes to you, okay? But I sure want to let you know, and I thank you for participating. Listen to me all these years. Those that have listened to what I've had to say, a lot of you are really well prepared, very well prepared, and are still preparing methodically. I urge you to continue to do that. But the real preparation is to repent of your sins, that's Lord Jesus, to come into your heart and to be your Savior. And He'll start to wash you clean. He'll start to do that, you see. And I'm going to pray again because we had some success on this. Somebody told me, and said, Hawk, after you prayed about the drought in the West the other night, there was unexpected in my area, and it was in Montana. Unexpectedly, it was not called for. It started a nice, gentle, soaking rain. Lord Jesus, will you touch those areas of drought in the west part of the United States to the farmers and ranchers and all of those who need drinking water, Lord? Will you provide nice, gentle, soaking rains on a continual and periodic basis? Not to flood, but to bring up the water reservoirs and the groundwater so that crops and livestock and things can still be of use and of wonderment and of benefit to your people, Lord Jesus. In your name I pray, and your name is Lord Jesus. Oh, man, ladies and gentlemen. It's almost also I've been talking to certain people and saying, man, you know, maybe our time is almost up in terms of us as online or us on the air. Maybe our job is nearly done, but at the same time, we're not going to quit until we can't do it anymore, you see. But you want to keep Bill Hawk on the air, and I hope you do, because I'm going to tell you, it's most needed and wanted. And, you know, I mean, you guys are preparing and doing all the stuff you do. If you'd like to keep me on, and I hope you do, anything can be sent, can be Federal Reserve notes, a little bit of silver, a little gold, whatever it might be, a check, send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas 66208. Hawk 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas 66208. And may the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. May it provide you with superabundance so that you can prepare. So as we progress here, and if we do go to war, I think you're then going to see, and I didn't finish up the thought, but as the father of the two Enki and Enlil, the two half-brothers that were the fallen angels running on the earth here, as their Anu came from the planet Nibiru, you see. And isn't it interesting, on the back of the dollar bill, it says Anuit Coeptus, doesn't it? Anuit, A-N-U-I-T, Anuit Coeptus. Well, Anu came to the planet here. And at the time of the planet, there were all kind of volcanoes and quakes and things going off. As Nibiru became closer to the orbit of the Earth, it started having massive effects upon the, let's just say, the billiard ball theory of the space and the universe. In other words, gravity and all the different forces, the pulls of the planet, the pulls of this moon or that moon or this outer body on this planet and on the gravity and the things here. And I think about that every time I read that quote. I read it tonight in the Bible, the sea, you know, in perplexity and the waves roaring and all that stuff, you see. I think about tidal waves and tidal forces, but you could also say, well, if the shelf of the Canary Islands over there pops down into the water, then that creates that giant tidal wave that hits the entire Europe, the west or the east coast of the United States. And that wave travels at, say, 500 miles an hour and is, I don't know, 600 feet high, or even 200 feet high, or 300 feet high, or whatever it is. That it might go 50 miles inland on the east coast. Well, there goes Rehoboth Beach, you know, doesn't it? There goes D.C., New York City, goes all of them, you know, Portland, Bangor, you know, Boston. All of the different cities up and down the East Coast would get hit. And that is where I think there's, what, about 90 or 100 million in population just there alone? The Cumbre Vieja shelf off of Grand Canary Island. But it could also be done with the Russian Poseidon torpedoes, could it not? Exploded out in the ocean, it could be a little quicker. Could be even a little quicker and hit, you see. Maybe they do it on the West Coast and the East Coast and the Gulf Coast. I don't know exactly 100% what's going to happen. But I know the season and I know what Lord Jesus says. And you got to go to Matthew 25 to prepare what's in Matthew 24 and in Luke 21. Lamp oil is very key because it allows you to see at night. Dietz, Petromax lanterns, you see. Electrical electricity made with your own stuff stored in deep storage or deep cycle, you know, batteries, you see. Whatever you could do, and it might be only going to get a few candles from Dollar General, all right? Or the dollar store or Walmart or wherever. If you could just get a few candles or you could get some of the 120 hour candles. you take a 120-hour candle in a tin can or aluminum can, it's got a couple different little wicks. You light those little wicks, and you're in a tent. You're in a pup tent somewhere, or the Boy Scout tent, or a bivouac tent, or whatever you're in. And you're sitting in there, and you got that, you got light, and you can take a canteen cup with a little bit of chunky soup in it, right? A little bit of Progresso beef and barley, right? A little bit of old chunky sirloin burger, or split pea with ham, or whatever it is. And you can hold that over that little 120-hour candle, and that will start to heat that up, all right? And start to heat up. And it will partially heat the tent and give you light. With the Dietz lanterns, all the stuff you need to figure out how many hours of light you want a night, calculate how much lamp oil you need based upon the fill level and the fill time of if you burn the oil in that Petromax or Dietz lantern or whichever you got. You should be redundant with that just as you're going to be redundant with water storage. And with the types of food that you have, you're going to need long-term storage food if you can get it. You're going to need canned food if you can get it. You're going to need the garden if you can still work the garden. I heard about a real nice garden down in Texas, and God bless everybody who's working on that one. Somewhere on that Warren Soul Drive, somewhere out there, you know. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what will happen this weekend or if anything will happen. But if we warned you as a watchman, it's in order to give you the opportunity to not go into their Luciferian night without a fight. And she's at the event. She's at the fight. Mighty men and women of valor. Use your high technology. Your high technology to strike blows against the enemy. Lord Jesus. And I'm there. Man, Dingo Rachel, I know you're ready. Mickey LaFleur, buddy. That's the 38 man. You stay on the optics and squeeze. Nico and Thomas, hearing a lot of good things about you. You better protect mama. Protect your limb. Help your man, would you? May the Lord just protect all of you against evil. May he provide you true sanctuary. That may he give you the super blessing and all you need to survive. Good night.